In here says, "Hey, Miss Shari Esplaini." If a man himself admits, he says, "Hey, Miss Shari Esplaini, my shor killed a man. I Shari Esplaini, or else my shor killed another shor. Harayza Mishalam al piatzmoi. He has to pay by himself. So my love, aren't we talking about petam, even by a tam? You see, if you say your shor killed another shor by a tam, that you only pay palganiska, you chayiv al piatzmoi. So here you see also, it's called mamon, not called kenas." So where it says, loy b'mu'ud. We're talking about a mu'ud over here. So then for sure, if you admit that your shor ha-mu'ud did damage, you have to pay. For the Gemara, avol tam, but what do you want to tell me? What would be the halacha? If your shor is only a tam and did damage, what do you want to say then? My. Hochi nami here also, you want to tell me right now, the ain mishalom al piyatzmai, that a tam does not pay al piyatzmai, he hochi, if so. Ah, did tani sefer. How come we learned in the sefer? That hey, Miss Shoyri Esavdai, if you admit to say that your shor killed somebody's Eved Kanani, Shel Ploini, that's called the Kanas, that you have to pay Shleishim Shkolim. So the locher is Ein Mishalom Al Piyatzmai. You do not have to pay if you yourself admit it. If the Baal HaShor is the one that's admitting that my shor killed somebody, then the Baal HaShor is Potter, because we know that's the Klal, Moide, the Kanas is Potter. If you admit that you did something as mechayvu to pay knas, by knas the Torah says v'ashayashir ne'lehim, you need bezdin to be mechayvu knas, and not you yourself. So that's what the price ends off. So the question is, if you're going to tell me that even by yeshor itself, sometimes it's called knas, that palganiska is called knas, so therefore, lift log v'listne b'diday, let's say there's difference by the damage of yeshor itself, that sometimes you don't have to pay if you admit. Lamboazel said like this, when is it said that if the owner of the shore says his shore did damage, that he has to pay b'mu'ud? Only if his shore is a mu'ud, then he pays nezek shalom, that's called mamon. So when you are moida, when you admit that you have to pay money, there we say, ha'idoyez badin kimeidim dummy, avad, you have to pay. Avo, but you know where the case is not that way. Go straight to Shor also. Avo, betam. But if you only have a tam, ainu mishalom al piyatzmai. Then you do not have to pay the money, the chatinezek al piyatzmai. Because if you hold palganiska, it's called kenosa. So if you admit that your shor hatam did damage, you'll be potter al piyatzmai. So why does the Bryce have to go off to a tangent to talk about if your shor kills a Nevet Kanani? Talk about if your shor just does damage, the same way the Rashi says you did damage by a mu'ud, say by a tam, your potter. So good, this should be a proof that no, that if your tam does damage, also you chayev to pay, because it's only called mamon. So Gemara says, no, this wouldn't be a proof. I'll tell you, kula b'mu'ud kamari. This whole Bryce is only telling all of Aloha is about a mu'ud, that's all. It's only saying about mu'ud, it's not talking about a tam. That's why. So it's interesting, even though the first part of the Brisa said that Hamish Shuri is plenty, if my shor killed somebody, that I have to pay kaifa. So if I say the kaifa this man yom is not called kenas, kaifa is called mamin, so therefore if you're moided to kaifa, that you would have to pay. Just when your eved pays a shloshim, shel eved, that's called the kenas, there you put it. So far again, we have no proof. So what's the loch? Is palganiska, is it called kenas, or is palganiska called mamon? We don't have a clear proof. So Gemara says, Toshima, come on, bring another proof. It says, Zeha klal, this is the klal, that kol ha mishalem yoyser amasha hezek, anytime you have to pay for more than the actual damage you did, if you pay more for the damage, just like by kefil, we only stole once, and you have to pay kefil, or by dalat v'hei, that you're paying more than you deserve, that's for sure it's called kenas. Kol ha-mishalim yesra ma-shehezek is eina mishalim al-piyatzmai. That's called pure kenas, and therefore you do not pay if you admit. If we only know that you yourself stole, you don't have to pay kefil. If you yourself stole and shechted it, you don't have to pay kefil. So now my lav does, isn't the mashma from over here? Ha pochos mi-ma-shehezek, mashma that when you have to pay less than the real damage you did, which is palga niska by Karen, by Tom that pays palganiska, you only pay half. You pay less than the damage you did. Luchurutz mashma mishalim. Mashma then, it's not called knas, it's called mamon. Then you would have to pay al piyatzmai. So this should also be a proof to say that palganiska, that Karen pays chatinezik, it's called mamon. And therefore, if you admit, if the Baal HaShor admits that his Tom did damage, he would have to pay. Gemara says, Lloyd, that's not the pshat here. Rather, the deal should be the what? And it says if you pay more than you're supposed to, that's kanas. But if you pay exactly the way you're supposed to, that's not called kanas, that's called mammon. So what do you want to tell me though? Avo pochos ima, what's going to be if you pay less? Hochinamid le mishalim, that's also considered like kanas. That you do not pay, al piatsma yhochi, if so. Ah, the Tony, what does it say, the klal just? Why does the klal only say if you pay more than you deserve? That's called kanas. And you don't pay al piatsmoi. Listen, let's learn better. Let's say the klal like this. Listen, learn. This is the general rule. That kol sheinu mishalem kemo shehezek. As long as you don't pay for the exact amount of damage that you did, then it's called kanas. The mashma pochas, the mashma yaiser. That'll be mashma more. That'll be mashma, only if you pay the exact amount, that's called mammon. Then you pay al piyatzmai. But whenever you have to pay more than you did, like kefil dal vehei, or else whenever you have to pay less than you did, like pal ganiska of tam, that's called kanas. And then if you might, you'll be potter. So since it doesn't say this way, tiyufta. Mashma to tiyufta that we hold, pal ganiska is called mammon. Therefore, the only time it's called kanas if you pay more than you're supposed to. But if you have to pay less than you're supposed to, that's not called kanas. That a pal ganiska pays chatinezek, really bedinu is supposed to pay the whole thing. Because tam shvorim is lav b'cheska shirmakayma. Just Torah had rachmonis on you, that's what a Torah freed you from half. So the churubi mashma of Hilkas saw that pal ganiska is called mammon. The Hilkas. So the first one says, mashma is the most of tiyufta. It's a kasha that mandiyama. That what it's a tiyufta if you hold palganiska's kanas, the chorus mashma palganiska's mammon. And now the Gemara says, though, but hilchus, what's the halacha though? Palganiska kanasa. That palganiska is a kanas. For the Gemara, how could that be? Tiyufta of hilchus, if you ask a tiyufta right now, how could you say halacha that way? We just slugged up this man the yama. So Gemara says, in yes. Time might have a tiyufta. What do you say? It's a tiyufta. Mishum de loikatoni kemosh ezik. Of course, it does not say that whenever you pay the exact amount, then you have to pay off the yatsuma. Let us just say that's the klal. Tomorrow says leip sikale. It couldn't have said that klal. Because if it would have just said that whenever you pay the exact amount, that's called mammon. It would have been mashma, that whenever you pay more, whenever you pay less, then it's called kanas. So even if you hold tal ganiskas kanasa, it still couldn't have said that way. You know why? Because there's one case that's called mammon. Kivon diga chatzinezik tsroiris. Since there's a case of chatzinezik tsroiris, which again is a told of regal. If while your shor is walking in the street, it kicks pebbles, and the pebbles does damage to you, that's called tsroiris, that there you only have to pay a chatzinezik. And there for sure, the hilchos of gemira law de mamainu. That's the loch l'mashim. You see that instead of paying a nezik sholem, you only pay a chatzinezik. But there for sure, it's mammon. So therefore, mishamachid l'ketoni. Therefore, the b'raisa couldn't have said that when is it called mammon only if you pay the exact amount. Then it would have been mashma. Any time you have to pay less than the exact amount, it's called kanas. And that's not true, because there's this one case of tsroris. Tsroris pays the chatzinezik, even though clearly it's called mammon. That's what Bryce has to say. You know what the klal, when is it called the kanas? If you pay more than you're supposed to. But if you're not paying more than you're supposed to, or less than you're supposed to, then it's a shayla. Sometimes it is kanas, sometimes it's not kanas. So therefore, the locher is that pal ganiska tank is called kanas, we hold. Because we all stam shvorm is becheska shimakaimu. And really you should be potter completely. Because the Torah gave you a kanas, so we want you to watch your shore. So Mar says, if so, fehashto di amrit, palganiska kanas. And now that we're coming out, palganiska takas kanas. If so, hai kalbo di ochel imra. If you have your dog that eats off a sheep, it does damage with its teeth, it eats it up. So even though usually shein is not called kanas, shein for sure is called mammon. But here it's called Mishunah. Here for a dog to eat up a big sheep, it's not normal. So it has to be under the category of Keren, which is called Kavanos Lahazik. So here it'll only be Kanas. Or else Mishunro Diokotanagurla. If a cat eats up a chicken, which is also Mishunahu, it's different. It's not the normal way. This is not a normal thing. There's not regular Shein. Shein, we say, is Urchib Hochilak. It's called Yeshano Lezekai. It's a normal thing. But here it's Mishunah. It's not normal. It has to be out Kavanos Lahazik. Therefore, v'loy magvinim a bavel, you can't collect for the damage in bavel. Because the locher is, we don't pass in dine knosos in bavel. So therefore, if a dog eats up a kevis in bavel, you don't have, you can't collect it because it's called kanas. Rashi, the ain don and dina kenosas elu besmuchin of above ulein smicha. But avahani mili beravri, it's only if it's a big sheep or a big chicken. Ava bezutri yochu. But if it's a small sheep or a small chicken, then it's a normal thing. Then it'll only be the mazik hashein, which is called mammon. Then we would collect it even above. Now, even in the case of tam, of muit, of tam, which is called the kenas, but the toughest one of kinimenei, if it happens in bubble, and the nizik goes and chaps away the money from the mazik, he has the right to keep it. And also, the yom, let's say the nizik says in bubble, kovali zimna the azimul diar of Yisrael, I want to make up a time with you. Now listen, your shore tam did damage to me. I know here in bubble I can't collect the money because it's a kenas, but I want to make up a time when I go to you to Eretz Yisrael. I want to have the psak on it so that I could collect the kenas. Lachris kabinale. You have to listen and go to him. Go with him to Eretz Yisrael. All right, turn over. Because if he tells you to go to Eretz Yisrael, you have to listen. And Bilo Yosel, if you don't go to Eretz Yisrael, Meshamtinalei, we put you into Shamti, put a needle, put a claw upon you. O Benkach, Meshamtinalei, Adamasalka Azeka. But for sure, you have to get rid of your mazik. If you have some, the wild dog that did this damage, you have to get rid of him. Mid Rab Nosson, we put you in Shamta until you get rid of him. From Rab Nosson's halacha, the Tanya, Rabbi Nosson Oimer, Minai in Shla Yigadal Odom Kelev Rabba Teich Beis, now that I raise a wild dog in your house, V'al Yam Mitzulim Rubba Teich Beis, you can't keep a broken ladder in your house, Tamulayim Latosim Domim Beisecha, you can't spill blood in your house, and to have a broken ladder, it's only going to cause damage. You're not allowed to have it in your house even, you have to get rid of it. And calls the man, you don't get rid of it, you put it to Shamti for that. That's an important thing, to get rid of a mazik from your house. But the maskonery is, Paul Ganiska is called Kenas. Faita, Chamisha Tamid v'chamisha Muadim. There are five types of Tams, the five types of Muad. Ha-Behema ain't a Muadis. A Behema is not a Muad to start out, Loi Ligach. Not to do Negicha means with its Kerim, with its horns. For Loi Ligoif, not to push you with its body. For Loi Loshuch, also, to bite you, v'loy lirboitz, and not to fall on you, v'loy libert, not to kick you, because these are all types of Karen, these are all toldes of Karen.
So these are the five type of things that are called the tamin, the Mishnah says, chamisha tamin. These are the five different toldes of Karen. Now, what are the chamisha muadim? Hashem, the mazik of Shein is the muad right away, muad is lechless or royalo. It's a muad to eat things that are royalo, fit for it. But if it's something that's not fit for its mishuna, that could be maybe told of Karen. Vakopon ha-mashen is muad lechol as aruilo. Horego, the second mazik is regos, muad is lishpa v'derech ilucha. It's a muad that's normal for it to do damage while it's walking. Vishor ha-muad, that's the third one. Vishor ha-muad, it means a regular shor does with Karen, but it's a muad. Now the fourth one is Vishor HaMazik Rishus HaNizik, even though it's a tam, but if it does the damage in the Rishus of the Nizik itself, like we'll see in the Gemara of Tafen Sheet 3, that Mishun HaTam Rishus HaNizik pays Nezik Sholem, that's also called the Muad, like pays Nezik Sholem. And the fifth one is V'Odam, Odam HaMazik also is called the Muad, it pays Nezik Sholem. So Rashi says these are the five of the Balechayim. It does not include the boar and Eish because they are not Balechayim. Now the Mishnah says, Hazev, a wolf, v'ari, and a lion, v'hadoiv, and a bear, v'yanemer, and a leopard, v'habardless, and a panther, v'hanochish, or a snake, harei elam uodim. These things are also muad. So here Rashi says, the chiddush here is, afilu b'nishicha, even if they bite, it's a muad right away. V'chol nizok, and a mishalom, b'alom, shalom, nezek shalom. The b'alom of these things pay nezek shalom, no matter how it does damage. Reb Lezer says it depends. Bizman Shem B'nei Tarbus, if they are like tame ones that are growing inside your house, you're raising them, then Ein Muadim, then they're not a Muad right away. If you are raising Leo the lion, so he's growing in your house, like, if Tarbus is a tamed one, therefore he's not a Muad right away, it'll only be a Tam. For Hanochishdo, Mashenkin, a snake, that's Muad Leelim. That's a Muad always right away. Haligmor says, Mi diktonish hashen, mued is lechol. Since it says what is shen, the mazik is shen is chayv, it's more to do damage. Michlav is approved to bechotra nizik askinen. We're talking about that it's doing damage in the rishus of the nizik itself, because that's where shen is chayv. Uketani, and still it says, what behema ain't a muedis l'shalim kula, that a behema is not a muad to pay a nezik shalom, but rather tam only pays chatzi nezik. Avul chatzi nezik meshalemis, but it has to pay only a chatzi nezik. And the chur we're talking about now, brishus hanizik, siv so many, who does our mishnah go like? Rabbanan, here goes according to Rabbanan Shita. The Amri that the Rabbanan say, the Amri that they say, Mishuna Keren b'chotzer anizik, that chatzi nezik kudu meshalim. That Keren, even though that your shor went into the rishus of the nizik, still he only pays a chatzi nezik. So that's what the ratio of our mishnah holds like. If so, Amos say, for what does the say for the mishnah say? Shor ha-muid v'shor ha-mazik v'shus anizik. That this is also part of the muadim. That what? V'yodim and a person. So here, what's this middle case here? Shor ha-mazik. That means if you're Karen, you're shor ha-tam that does damage v'shus ha-nizik, so yechayiv nezik sholem. So also in the Rabbi Tafrin, this part of the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Tafrin. The Yoma that says, Mishuna Karen b'chotzer anizik, Karen is different b'shus anizik, the nezik shalom hudu mishalom, pays a nezik shalom. If so, it's a modna that reisha rabbonim b'seifa Rabbi Tafrin, it's like a kasha on the Mishnah. So Gemara says, in yes, the Yoma lay Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel set Rabbi Yehuda, shouldn't know, like my Talmud, my choshev Talmud. Shavoik Mastis, and leave the Mishnah alone, don't try and answer it. V'toah Basra, and go after me, like listen to my pshat better. That I hold that you have to say pshat on Mishnah is that Reisha, Rabbonin, the Sefer, Rabbi Tafrin. It's true, the Reisha goes according to Rabbonin, the Sefer goes according to Rabbi Tafrin. Rebbe Lezer, Mishmei, the Rav Omer, Rebbe Lezer once, he didn't know the name of Rav, it sounds like this.